Hey, well, welcome everybody to the Sparks Teen Call for Monday, June 24th, 2013. Tonight's call, we're going to feature a couple new dealers working on their business. But before that, we got a couple announcements. Of course, we can't talk any less about the convention. We are 3 weeks away, starting tomorrow. 3 weeks from tomorrow is the core technology part of the AMSOIL convention. That's for dealers that are learning how to do the fundamentals of lubrication, filtration, how to get sales, and all that stuff. So that starts on the 16th of July and goes to the 18th. And the Sparks team, there's a lot of folks coming to the core technology. This is going to be a great refresher for some, like myself, as well as the new beginning for others. So get ready for the core technology, and there's never been a time to be an AMSOIL dealer. Taking advantage of dealer training is the best way to propel your AMSOIL business to the next level. The convention, of course, starts on that July 18th to the 20th, and then if you're a direct jobber, you get to take part of the direct jobber meeting, which is July 17th. I think that's a half a day, and then the full day on the 18th, for the direct jobbers. Again, I mentioned the AMSOIL core technology. That is the 16th to the 18th for anyone that has not taken the core technology. That's what they offer at AMSOIL University, but it's compressed down to 2.5 days. So you'll get the exact same course at AMSOIL University, which is a 4-day course, down to 2.5 days, and then you get to come to the convention after that. So get yourself registered. There is not too late to register. We actually registered a new person for the convention today. So there are seats available. There's seats available for the core technology yet. So if you're at all interested in building your AMSOIL business, 5 years is going to come by whether you do this or not. So why not take advantage of the AMSOIL convention and come up there with us and learn and do what you can to build your AMSOIL business. Well, with tonight's call, I really want to say a few words. Tonight's call is in honor of Mark Schell. Mark was an AMSOIL dealer that we interviewed back in March, and I have a few sad words to say. That on June 22nd, 2013, Mark Schell and Brian Hammes, also an AMSOIL dealer, were killed in a plane crash in Idaho. And this sad news weighs heavy on my heart because what do you say? Life is short. It doesn't matter what you're doing, and bad things can happen to good people. I'm just saying that it's a sad topic. But since our interview on March 25th, what could I say to go back in time and just ask one more question to Mark? And my question would be, what is the legacy that you'd like to be remembered for? And, you think back and we're all working on the same goal here. We're doing stuff for our own personal goals. We're doing things to help dealers on our team. We're doing things to make ourselves a better life. And so what question, and I don't know how he would answer, but I would think that, his legacy, Mark's legacy, what he has done for the AMSOIL company, as a leader in our company. If you look in the AMSOIL magazine, Mark has been the top bar of the dealer leadership for a long time. Since as long as I've been a dealer, he's been up there. And you got to reflect back and say, what has Mark left for his family? He's left a legacy of a business that can, make sure that his wife is taken care of, his children are taken care of. There shouldn't be a problem there. He has a team of dealers that he's inspired and helped over the years and helped them achieve their goals and so forth. So, you just have to think about yourself and with the passing of people. I don't know if people listening tonight have been to any kind of funeral type of arrangements, but you know, you really, it's a time of reflection for yourself as well as honoring that person. And you have to think about what is important to you. You know, what kind of goal or dream do you want to accomplish in your life? And wouldn't it make sense to do it sooner than later? If you put things on your bucket list, and sometimes you don't get to those things, that you know, that just doesn't quite happen. So, like I said, bad things can happen to good people, and life is short. And it's our hope that the Mark family is you know, there are our thoughts and prayers. And this is a tragic thing. Right here, 3 weeks before the convention, if you read the little write up. Mark was 64 years old, a young man in the terms of anybody that takes care of themselves, and people live a lot longer than that. So we have to really think about that and work hard and have a good life. You know, what are you doing to make these things possible in your own personal life? Sit back and think about that. What are you doing to make things happen so that you have a good life? You know, what is your legacy? What positive impact can you have on your family, your friends, on your business partners? Think about these things. You know, I recently attended a meeting of other successful people in direct sales. Anytime I get a chance to interact with other successful people, meet them, converse with them, get ideas, I go. During this meeting, this was just this last weekend, everyone had a chance to go around the room and give their goals and what they'd like to accomplish with their particular home business, similar to AMSOIL and the direct sales type of arena. And this ranged from people, you know, standing up. They just wanted to make their car payment or get out of debt. A person had a graphic design business and wanted to use their particular business to help them, you know, get this graphic design business off the ground. So one person talked about living in their dream home, which was a nice log home up in the mountains. And another person talked about paying cash for their kids' college. And then another person talked about traveling to Europe and for an extended vacation, or talking about giving to their local charities and helping out with that. This is all possible when you bring yourself and accomplish those goals that you set forth. And especially with a business like AMSOIL, you can go out there. The sky is the limit. It really is. And just to reflect back, I am sad. Mark is, we've met at the AMSOIL events. I was privileged to be able to interview Mark, and it was just a great interview. If you haven't listened to it, go back and do it. It's just it's an inspiration to us all, so go back and listen to that interview. To say all that, you know, your hopes and dreams are yours, and the more that you do, the more that you learn, the more that you build your business, the more capacity you will have to grow and develop higher, and your goals will go higher. One last thing to mention, I listen to a lot of Jim Rohn. He's one of my favorite speakers, and he talks about one of his tapes about his mentor telling him that earning $1 million should be on his goal list. And Jim says, well, heck, why not? Well, you know, $1 million, big, nice, round number. Why not have that on my list to be a millionaire, you know? And his mentor says, or his name is Earl Schultz, he says, it's not for the money. For once you earn $1 million, it's not for the money, it's for what you will become while you are getting to that goal. It's what you will become. It's how you will grow personally. It's how you will grow in your business. You know, so it's not what you get. It's what you are becoming that's important. I actually did a little write-up on my personal blog talking about it's the journey, you know, the journey that we're on for our own personal development, that it really is why we're doing this thing. So working on personal development, growing your capacity to be, know, and do, helping others, and that should be a key foundation that we are all working towards. It's like last week's call with Bob Berg. If you haven't listened to that, go back and listen. It was just a phenomenal call. Read the books. It's just a wonderful way to really get your business and your lifestyle the way you want it to be. And I promise, if you do all these things, it will be worth it. You know, live and leave that legacy. So, on a positive note, the rest of the call tonight, I want to talk about the latest T1. If you're not a T1 dealer, you should be, because it pays, and it can pay big bucks. My latest T1 lead that I received was a Toyota dealership here locally in town, and I called them up as soon as the lead came through, and they said, well, we're interested in carrying AMSOIL products. We already use them in our Harleys, and we thought, well, can we sell AMSOIL at our dealership? I believe that right there saying is going to be the future of people getting on board with AMSOIL. They are currently using AMSOIL in their toys, their Harleys, their boats, their trucks or diesel trucks or whatever. They're really happy with it. They're going to say, well, heck, if it works that good in these things, can I use it in my commercial account that I own a business for? Can I sell it on the shelf at my retail on the shelf account, whether it's a Toyota dealership or some other type of AMSOIL or some other type of business? So these guys, looked into AMSOIL, and they sent off a T1 lead. And actually, they've been buying AMSOIL products for their Harleys at my local Harley-Davidson dealership. What that tells me is that I need to ask better for referrals. You know, asking those customers that I currently have, who you know that's working in business that might have vehicles or equipment, that might have other types of shops that could use AMSOIL products. You know, you're selling the Harley oil. I appreciate your business for that. Keep doing that. But, you know, these other accounts that are out there, these could be mine. These could be yours if you work your business correctly. So think about that. And, you know, going forward, I'm going to go and as a thank you to my Harley-Davidson shop where they've been purchasing the oil, I'm going to give them a gift certificate, maybe $100 for pizza at the local pizza place, and just appreciate their business. And glad they keep, you know, selling AMSOIL, and in an indirect way, they refer business to us as AMSOIL dealers. I just happened to get the T1 lead. This could have went to any T1 dealer that's in the list in the local area. This could have went to anyone. I just happened to get it. Luck of the draw, what have you. But I tell you what, if you are not T1, you know, the chance of getting a lead from AMSOIL is a big fat zero. So to keep that in mind, if you're a T1 dealer that's certified for leads, and if you are T1, staying up on the lead certification, that means you have to have one registered customer and a $10 AMSOIL commission every 6 months. You know, you could register your a relative or somebody as a gift if you had to, just to keep that T1 active so that you're in the leads program. You just never know where it will pay off. Another thing recently that I've done is I sponsored a local hot rod / classic car club here in town. It costs $10 a month, and they give you a website link on their website, and also I get to take part in their little car club activities. Other dealers that have called in have been very successful at this with their local markets. I think it's a great way. You get in, this classic car market is booming with AMSOIL. It's a great way to get in there. People are reading about it. We're in different magazines for the hot rod market. We have the high zinc oil that people are looking for. We've got the performance improver, the transmission fluids, all the different products for classic cars that can help them have better performance and make those classic cars run better and last longer. So sponsoring a local club, you might have one, and it could be a hot rod club, or it could be an import tuner club. It could be, anything local, and get yourself out there. Now the key for me is to go and visit with the people that are in the club, and they have a once-a-month gathering. Some clubs do once a week, you know, and get in there. So sponsoring a club is always a good idea, and the cost for that is very nominal. So think about that. If you're wanting to expand your business as far as, you know, local and in that market, like the hot rod clubs or motorcycle clubs or what have you. So tonight we're going to call on a couple AMSOIL dealers that are out there building their business. The first dealer we have on tap is my sister, Carol Brady. She's had some very good brand new news. Let me find her here on 772. There we go. Carol, are you there?
I am here.
Excellent. Thanks for calling in, Carol.
You're welcome.
You got some really good news. You've been an AMSOIL dealer just for a few months now. You've got the T1 out of the way, and you've got your tools in place to get started. And I know you've only been out just a few times to talk to different customers and whatnot. Tell us about your first account that you got registered just the other day.
Oh, I got, my very first was last week, and it was a place called Kenworth of South Florida, formerly known as Truck Max, and they service the mid-size, the full semi, you know, trucks. They sell and service those, and they have their own little parts and stuff, and I walked in, and the one boy about fell over in his chair because he's like a devout AMSOIL fan, and he uses it in his little circuit racing stuff. And poor kid's been ordering online, full price for for forever because you can't find it around here anywhere apparently. So because of his rating, the parts manager decided that he'd go ahead and register and start carrying the product, and we're working on them being, actual installers and stuff like that. So.
Installers, that's like installer times 10 then, because you're not just putting it in, you know, 4 or 5 quarts in a car. You're talking semi-trucks. And,
it's darn right. Engine, that's a lot of gallons, isn't it?
That's right. Engine oil is like 39 quarts, and the differentials are 5 gallons. The transmissions are quite a bit, so... you have the potential there for a pretty decent size account, but not only that. What else is this account connected to? That the one you talked to is in your own town, right? What else is this connected to?
And they got a couple other locations around Florida here, and then one of the owners also owns a couple dealerships down in Miami way, and he owns like the yacht club or something. So. A whole lot of stuff, a whole lot of potential if I can get a meeting with him.
Yeah, well, keep building that relationship, and that sounds like the 800-pound gorilla that you got a hold of, and just keep working at it, and I think it will grow and blossom, and apparently since you can't find AMSOIL around your area, you sound like you're in a good area.
It is. Well, you know, I went out the other day. I told you that I went into one place, and they said, what are you guys taking turns? And apparently there was another AMSOIL guy that was there the day before. You know me, I do silly, stupid things, and I go with these folders and these, you know, little more than just a pamphlet, and I go with my little bag of hugs and kisses, Hershey's hugs and kisses, and stuff. And I said, well, what did he say to you? What did he give you? And he said, well, he gave me this pamphlet here. And I said, oh, well here, I'm going to give you that kind of pamphlet plus this other information on why being an installer would be good for you and, you know, all this stuff. And I said, and I bet you he didn't give you a bag of candy, did he, huh? And that's why I gave him a bag of candy and stuff. And we'll see. He kept my stuff. And he threw the other guy's stuff away. So, you know.
So being prepared and having hugs and kisses is a smart thing to do. That sounds like a great
I would recommend it for the manly ones in your group there. It might kind of look a little odd if you got the guys going out doing that, but I have to find a way to kind of set myself apart because I don't know the slightest thing about cars or, you know, I don't know anything about that kind of stuff. So I have to find a way to kind of rely on charm for sales.
Well, I think you know more than you give yourself credit to, and that segues us into the AMSOIL convention. This was today. We got you registered for the convention. Are you excited about this?
I'm totally excited. Totally excited. And then it tops it off again today because I just registered another account today. So, yeah, I'm really excited. I remember hearing, I forget how much percent that it's supposed to increase, that once you go to the convention and you go to Course Technologies and all that stuff, and they come back and dealers perform even, you know, X amount of percent better. And, well, I'm excited. If I'm off to a good start in the first couple weeks like this, then I'll take all the help I can get.
Yeah, it's something like 30 or 40% of AMSL dealers that go to the convention, it's actually the AMSL University. In the next year, they will make direct jobber. It's a pretty decent percentage. So keep registering those accounts in your local area, and you'll only increase your AMSL business. And this convention is a life-changing opportunity. I can tell you, Carol, I've been to like three of them. I've been to every. I wouldn't keep going back if it wasn't worth it. And bringing people like yourself that are excited, that are ready to learn about AMSOIL, and you know, you won't have to give out kisses, but hey, keep doing it. I think it works. It's a great thing. Keep giving your hugs and kisses, but you'll have more knowledge after the convention that you won't even have to worry about if you have your kisses on you or not. So. Well, we'll see you in a couple of weeks, Carol, and congratulations on your first couple accounts. My last question is, you know, I know we thought about it a lot. We've talked about it a lot. Was it really that hard, or was it that scary to go out and talk to a couple of customers?
No, it wasn't that bad. You know, I got kind of upset. I got the blow off on a couple, you know, but the couple that, you know, the very first one I went to was the ones I actually signed today. And, you know, they were really kind of cool and stuff, you know. Other ones, you know, they blow you off or whatever, but, you know, I don't think it's that hard. And I'm kind of getting into my niche now and, you know, talking to people and stuff and, you know, just trying to build relationships and create the conversations and stuff. And, you know, one of the things that got me today was kind of cool. I didn't even tell you this earlier because you posted something on about having a conversation. No, where did I read? Something about having a conversation. Oh, it was in AMSOIL Magazine. That's right. That's what it was. It was one of the past editions that I was reading AMSOIL Magazine. And they said about having a story to talk to the people about to break the ice. Well, today I had a story with the one guy, and he was talking about, well, you know, we maybe get two people in here that come in and ask for AMSOIL. I said, well, you know, I said, I've spent my life doing customer service, I said. And I said, I think this kind of translates into, you know, customer service, because when somebody complains, you got the people that come in and get bad service and they don't even complain. And then you leave that person forever. I said, how many people come in your doors, they look around, they don't see it, they say, oh, well, they ain't got it, and they don't even ask. So if you have two people asking, that means you got probably about 10 more looking for it that don't even bother to ask.
Yeah.
And then he's like, deer started turning in his head, and he's like, yeah, you're probably right about that. So...
So just
yeah,
tell them, I promise you.
A story about customer service, and then that's what signed them.
Excellent, excellent. I just tell them, hey, if you put a sign up and they don't come, I'll take the sign down for you. But you don't know until you got the sign up, and we can't have the sign up unless you got product there to sell them. And once you do those two things, they're going to come and they're going to ask. And you know, put a sign there that says, if we don't have the product you want, please ask. We may be out.
That's the one thing I told him too. I said, you only have to carry a small representation, but as long as you have a retail catalog that you can give people and say, I can have this here for you in a few days, you can pass the shipping cost right off to them. And he's like, oh yeah, I can do that, huh? And I'm like, absolutely. I said, we'll get you some brochures for your counter. I said, and then you just brought up a good point today. When I get him those brochures, I'm going to stamp the back of them with my stamp. That way, in case somebody takes it and they got a question, they can call me, and that way they don't have to verbally give me the referral, but I can have the referral by somebody picking up that pamphlet off their counter.
There you go. Well, good deal. And we're excited. We're going to see you in a couple of weeks, Carol, and then we're going to have fun, and we're going to go up there, and this is going to be great. So appreciate everything you're doing, and I'm excited for you. I'm excited for those initial successes. And guess what? They get easier the more you do it. So go out there, keep doing it, get yourself ready for the convention. When you come back, You know, we get, you get to, you might not want to ride with me in the car again, because we're going to train all the way up and we're going to train all the way back and we're going to fill up notebooks.
Well, I told you I'm not going to be able to ride. I'm not going to be able to ride with you anyway, because I'm winning that darn truck. I told you, I always win something when I go. And
okay,
I
well, you win the truck on the way home. You'll have to communicate via cell phone or something that you have to follow. But that'll work. I hope you win it, and we're all pulling for you. So.
Thanks,
appreciate
Michael.
It. Good night.
Good night.
Let me see here. I'm going to pull up Chuck, find his telephone number. I think Chuck is right here. Chuck, is that you?
I'm here. I'm
oh,
here.
Excellent. Excellent. 267. I knew it. Hey, Chuck, what you, you're coming up on your first year in AMSOIL here, and you've accomplished a lot, really, in a year as an AMSOIL dealer, especially for someone that works full-time at a regular job. And I know you're headed for more success. So what have you been up to? You've registered a few dealers, and I see you posting things on Facebook and whatnot. What have you been up to in your AMSOIL business lately?
Let's see. I started doing auto posting on Facebook, which is something where I'm at, like you said, I'm pretty much at the job all day, so I don't get to post till I get home at night. So I figured, let me look into something with auto post, and I found something called PostCron, PostCron. And you can schedule 1, 2, 3, 10, 100, whatever you want to do, any times of the day, you know, 1 hour from now, 1 week from now, 1 day from now. And, you know, I'm asking a lot of questions. Rather just posting whatever I want to post. I read one of your links that you put on the AMSOIL forum about what Facebook is and why some things do work, some things don't work. So rather than just asking questions and getting people to respond to questions, which shows up on not only my friends, their friends, and their friends of friends, and get more likes and, you know, getting inboxes, getting different things. And, you know, I actually got one or two dealers through that. And I'm also just, you know, hitting away at that. And then another thing that I've, you know, it's sort of like some people have good opinion or bad opinion about this. But what I've been doing is search around different social media sites and finding people that are already using AMSOIL and offering them a free 6-month PC. So what I figured with that was, I go to a show sometimes, I spend, I don't know, $100 to be a vendor at a show. Sometimes I do great, I get 2-3 accounts, you know, retail and shelf accounts, maybe 1 or 2 PCs that never used the product before. But I found that sometimes I get one PC at a show I spend $100 for. So I'm kind of thinking, at the same time, if I registered 10 people, it cost me $100, but then 10 people are already using the product, been using the product, or just paying retail. So now I have them as PCs. It cost me $100, but again, I went to a show the other day. I spent $100. I got nothing. So now I got 10 people that are already using the product, know about the product. Out of them 10, I've converted 2 to dealers. They already know the product. They've been using it. They understand it. They're going to have a better start, a better jump start as a dealer as the next person who's never experienced AMSOIL at all. So I mean, these guys already are using the product, know about the product, so it cost me $10 to get a PC. But again, you know, I go to shows and sometimes I get nothing. So, you know, just trying it out, see what happens there. And like I said, I got 2 new dealers from that, so we'll see what happens there.
Excellent. I think most people in AMSOIL, nobody says, well, I see AMSOIL as a wonderful benefit, and I'm going to go sell the product. Most people use the product first. They are using it as a retail customer, just like I explained with my T1. This is a retail customer buying it at the Harley shop for his Harley. And he went on the AMSOIL site and said, well, hey, I want to sell this at the Toyota dealership, you know. Go ahead.
Go on. I said, speaking of Harley dealers.
Yeah.
I was at a... I got two of the Harley Davidson dealers up here in New Jersey. One of them orders a little bit. The other one hasn't ordered nothing yet. He's been registered for about 3 weeks to a month. However, I just got an email saying that he opened up a line of credit. Hasn't ordered nothing yet, but he got a line of credit. So I want to touch base with him again to see what's going on. But the other dealer, that he might have got, I don't know, 6 cases in the last 6 months. So I've been stopping in there frequently. I got a friend of mine, actually, that I just registered as a new dealer. Maybe he's listening tonight. His name's Joe Nostantino. He gave me a few different products for his company. So I've been going over there, showing off, you know, his products, and my motorcycle's got AMSOIL stuff slapped all over it. So I've been over there a lot. And I just got a call today. They said, hey, Chuck, I need 3 cases of Amsoil. So it's showing up, talking to them. You know, it seems to attract attention not only to the dealership, but the people walking in and out of the dealership. You know, people ask, hey, what's that? Well, you did something with Amsoil? I said, yeah, they sell it right here. And their sales have increased, which my sales have increased. So like I said, I got a call today for 3 more cases from the Harley dealer, which is good news for me.
Excellent. Excellent. And, you know, it just builds from there. It really does. So you're doing all the right things. And you're coming to the convention, right, Chuck?
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to get there. When I come back, I think I'm pretty going to be armed and dangerous when I come back from there. I'm kind
of
crazy now with this stuff.
You have your bags packed yet?
I got all kinds of stuff I'm thinking of. You got my dress code stuff. I got my package from that. And now I'm just figuring out what I need to get so I look somewhat professional, not like a bum, huh?
Well, I've got some flip flops. I might wear flip flops one day. So, you know, we don't need that. I won't wear it to the president's dinner, but you know, just wear your Amsoil stuff. Be proud. Be part of a revolution that started 40 years ago and is still going strong. And that's the beauty of it. It's just going to get better. People know about it, and these things that happen, like with this T1, is going to continue to happen more and more and more. These people that are buying it for their motorcycle, they've got other things. You know, Amsoil has where they say, you know, the average customer only buys like 1 or 2 products. How come they don't buy everything? Can you imagine if somebody bought Amsoil for everything they owned, which, you know, Amsoil dealers tend to do, but not everybody does. There's so much room for growth. It's going to continue to grow. And your own personal customers are going to continue to buy more, and you're going to find new customers. So we're looking forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks. I know you're going to Core Technology. You will be armed and dangerous. They might have to arrest you at the New Jersey line for all the information you know for going out and selling Amsoil. You know, you're going to have so much power there. But we're excited for you guys, and I appreciate everybody tonight. And just if you could keep the Shell family in your thoughts and prayers in this unfortunate time. And with that, I hope everybody has a wonderful night, and happy selling some Amsoil products. So good night.
Night, Michael.
Good night, Michael.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night, Bill. Good night, Chuck.